WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Billy Joe Shaver wrote many of the songs that defined country music's outlaw movement in the 70s. His songs broke out of the slick Nashville style. He wrote all but one of the songs on Waylon Jennings' 1973 album, Honky Tonk Heroes. John Anderson had a number one hit with Shaver's song, Old Chunk of Coal. Shaver was featured in Robert Duvall's recent film, The Apostle. Before we listen to a 1994 interview with Shaver, let's hear him sing his song, I've Been to Georgia on a Fast Train, a song which has been performed many times by Willie Nelson, who we'll hear from later.
On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born, and that old shed crop was one-room country shack. They say my mama left me the day before she had me, said she hit the road and never once looked back. Hell, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey, I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth-grade education, ain't on needin' y'all treating me this way.
Billy Joe Shaver spent years doing manual labor before he started performing.
I actually had an accident in a sawmill, I had to pull off my two fingers on this right hand, and then another one got the end of it knocked off, and the little finger got kind of banged up. But I still got a good thumb on that hand, that's what happened to me, and then I decided I would start writing songs and playing the guitar after that.
So you sawed off your fingers at an accident in a sawmill?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How did you end up playing guitar after that?
I was about 28 years old then, and it hit me that I should be doing what I'm supposed to do, because I'd been writing all that time since I was a little kid. I'd been singing and stuff, and I just never had got serious with the guitar yet. And so when this happened, right at the very moment it happened, it just hit me right in the heart that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. I guess if I hadn't had these things cut off, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. But anyway, something has to kind of hit me over the head before I figure it out. But the reason I started playing guitar, I guess, it was the hardest thing for me to do, too. And my arm was in bad shape. They had to put electrodes on it to make it start moving again. It swole up, almost lost it. And playing the guitar helped it, you know.
No, so it's your right hand that you sawed off your fingers on?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I fret with my left hand and just whack away at it with my right.
Do you use a pick?
No, I don't. I just use my fingers and my thumb and my little finger. So, I'm not a great guitar player, but I play good enough that I can write songs and play in front of people, so it's no big deal.
So once you decided that you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing, what you should be doing is playing music and writing songs, what did you do to start off on that new life?
I just started doing it. I just started writing songs, and I got me some good songs together, and I went up to Nashville. And then about in 71 or so, Bobby put out a song that I wrote, Ride Me Down Easy, and it went number one country. And then Waylon Jennings did a whole album of songs called Honky Tonk Heroes. And Johnny Rodriguez had a hit on one called I Couldn't Be Me Without You. And then Old Chunk of Coal, John Anderson had a hit with. And Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, Kris Kristofferson, Tom T. Hall, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. Just people just started recording my tunes.
I want to play the song If I Give My Soul. And this is a song wondering if you gave your soul to Jesus, would your life change and would your family love you more? Let me play this song, and then I'll ask you about writing it.
Okay.
I had a woman once. She was kind and she was gentle. Had a child by me who grew up to be a man. I had a steady job,
Dixie traveling with the devil's band. Oh, the years flew by like a mighty rush of eagles. Our dreams and plans were all scattered. If I make my peace with Jesus, will they take me back again?
The son that you're singing about, who you left mm-hmm. in that song, is that your son Eddie who plays guitar with you now?
Yes, that's my only child. Yeah, he lost a lot of respect for me because of the things that I was doing in this business, and I won't say in this business, I mean, it's just the things that I got caught up in, like a lot of other people, but...
What kinds of things?
Well, you know, alcohol, drugs, mm-hmm. running around, just, I guess, the king of sinners, as far as I was concerned, but I got myself straightened out. And it was with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how I got myself straightened out. Now, I don't know how other people do it, to each his own, but that's how I done it.
So you did give your soul?
Yes, I did.
What was the turning point for you of deciding to change?
Oh, what really happened was it happened when I wrote the song Old Chunk of Coal. I actually had a vision of Jesus sitting on the end of my bed, shaking his head. And I went out to a place out at the narrows of the Harpeth River. That's a cliff up on top, and there's like altars that are the wind, rain, or something, hewing them out up there. There's one big one, and it's right on the edge of the cliff. And for some reason or another, I drove out there in the middle of the night and went up that path, which is pretty treacherous anyway. And I got up there and decided that I was either going to ended or whatever was going to happen with me. And I found myself on my knees right there at the edge of that cliff with my head down in my hands and asking the Lord to forgive me and God to forgive me and for the Lord to help me. And I hadn't written a song in a long time. And I remember I was having a hard time just putting a sentence together. I was so messed up. But we were making money then. So I was able to keep going. You know, and keep supplying myself with the things that were killing me. But I went ahead and asked God to help me, and a lot of things went on up there. It'd be too long to go into, but I came down the trail singing this song, Old Chunk of Coal, and I the whole first part of the song, whole first half of the song, by the time I got down to the end of the trail, was written. And then it took me about 6 more months, and I wrote the other part.
You sing Old Chunk of Coal on your new CD, so why don't we hear a little bit of that? And this is Billy Joe Shaver.
I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday. Now I'm going to grow and glow till I'm so blue, perfect. Gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
So you wrote Old Chunk of Coal. After
that was back many years back.
Yeah.
But it took a long time to get back the respect of the people that I loved.
Uh-huh. Did you get back to your family after?
Well, no, really. We were divorced the last time in 1986. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything happens for the best, I think. But my son's with me and playing with me, and he'll stay with me until I get my feet on the ground with this thing, and then he'll fly away.
And then what? Then he'll fly away?
Yeah, he'll fly away and do his own thing.
So you think that he's playing with you to help you out through this period?
Yes, I am. I'm sure of that, yeah.
Did he know your songs when, even in that period when he was angry with you and you weren't close, do you think your music still had an impact on him?
Oh, yeah. I'm probably the one that has more trouble with forgiving myself than other people do. But I finally did.
We're featuring a 1994 interview with Billy Joe Shaver. Shaver is, by the way, still playing with his son, Eddie, and Billy Joe Shaver has reunited with his ex-wife, Brenda. Unfortunately, both Brenda and Shaver's mother, Victory, have been diagnosed with colon cancer. We'll hear more of our interview after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 1994 interview with country music songwriter Billy Joe Shaver. He grew up in Texas.
I was born in Corsicana, Texas. And it's about 53 miles northeast of Waco, Texas. And I lived there until I was 12 years old. My grandmother raised me, and she passed on when I was 12, and I went to Waco, Texas, and lived with my mother. And she had married a Bohemian fellow up there, and I stayed there with them until I went in the Navy, and I went in the Navy when I was 16, so.
The song says your mother left when you were born.
Yeah, I know on the one on George on the Fast Train, it says they say my mammy left me the same day that she had me.
Yeah, is it true?
Well, not really. Her and my father, I didn't meet my father until I was nearly grown, but my father beat her up pretty bad and kicked her around and everything, even when I was inside of her, and so... She went to get work, actually, is what happened. She had to go to Waco and went to work in a honky-tonk so that she could send money back to my grandmother and raise us.
What did she do at the honky-tonk?
She was a honky-tonk girl. She just a waitress-type person. Her and this old gal named Blanche, they run that place I refer to as the Green Gables in Honky-Tonk Heroes. Of course, I don't have a cut of that, but that's where that song came from.
Did you ever get close to your mother in later life?
Yes, I did. And as a matter of fact, my mother's name is Victory. That's her real name. She and I are just as close as you can get. I love her very much, and she did a lot of sacrifices for me and my sister. I have one sister. And I love my father also. He's passed away, but I love him too.
So tell me something about your early musical life.
Oh, when I was just a kid, from the time that I remember I started talking, I was singing. And we didn't have a radio. My grandmother lived with her. But I would every once in a while hear one, you know, and I'd hear somebody singing this and that. And I would just go ahead and sing that part of it and just make the rest of it up myself and pat my foot. No guitar or anything, just pat my foot and sing. I was just a little kid, and people liked to hear me. And I remember my grandmother, she had credit down at the general store down the road, and sometime her old age pension check wouldn't come in. And we'd go down there and get an extension on credit, and she would ask the lady if she could get an extension on credit. And the lady knew that I sang, and she said, well, yeah, if you... stand that boy up on that Cracker Barrel there and let him sing a tune or two, I'll let you have it, you know. And I thought I was really singing for my supper, so I sang my heart out.
What kind of songs would you sing?
I'd sing like some Roy Acuff type things and Pins and Needles in My Heart and stuff like that.
Now, how much sense do these songs make to a six-year-old?
not very much, but I started writing my own songs.
When you were that young?
Yes, I did. I would write about what was going down with me.
Like what?
Oh, I can't remember exactly everything. Most of them was kind of funny.
You know what I wanted to ask you? This gets back to your accident when you sawed off your fingers. Did people tell you that it wouldn't be possible for you to play guitar and that it was foolish to even try?
No, nobody messed with me on that. I was lucky that I didn't. They were talking about even cutting my arm off. I was lucky that I got to keep my arm.
Did you have to try to talk the doctors out of cutting your arm?
Yes, I did.
How did you?
I told them that it wasn't going to happen.
Billy Joe Shaver recorded in 1994. His new CD, Victory, features his son Eddie on guitar. They're performing a few concerts, but they also spend a lot of time with the Shaver family in Texas. From the new CD, let's hear Billy Joe Shaver's new version of his song Old Five and Dimers.
I've spent a lifetime making up my mind to be more than the measure of what I thought others could see. Good luck and fast bucks, too few and too far between. There's Cadillac buyers and old five and dimers like me. She stood beside me, let him know she would be something to lean on if everything ran out on me. Fenced yards ain't whole cars, they're like as not never will be. Reasons for rhymers and old five and dimers like me. It's taken me so long, now that I know I believe. All that I do or say is all I ever will be. Well, too much ain't enough for old five and dimers like me. And too far, too high, too deep ain't too much to see.
Billy Joe Shaver from his new CD, Victory.